Well, to Washington now, where Democrats now have enough votes to try to block Neil Gorsuch's nomination to the Supreme Court. Just a little bit ago, Delaware Democrat Chris Coons became the 41st Democrat to publicly declare he will support his party's filibuster of the Gorsuch nomination when it goes out of committee to the full Senate later this week, setting up a showdown with Republicans. Will Republicans trigger something called the nuclear option and lower the threshold of votes needed to confirm a Supreme Court nominee? It's called the nuclear option because it has such lasting implications. It's also a big week in diplomacy for President Trump, leaders of Egypt, Jordan, and China visiting. So let's get to it with NPR politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there. And first, I would say I am very envious of where you are because UNC is going to be a hot place tonight with the NCAA championship game.
Well, even though the game's not here, but the dancing will be in the streets,
yeah,
or the
Franklin
crying.
Street's going to be great.
Dancing or crying. And don't forget Gonzaga and the Zags. But
absolutely.
To the news that the Democrats, now the question of whether or not they're going to filibuster is apparently off the table. Are you surprised? And what happens now?
Well, look, a lot of Democrats have said that they wanted to see a nominee who could be put forward, who could get the votes of members of parties on both sides of the aisle. It looks like Mitch McConnell is going to go forward with trying to change the rules. He needs a majority vote to do it. It would then operate like the House does, where all you need is a majority for everyone going forward. And that could have, as you said in the introduction here, lasting implications, not just for the Senate, but also for the Supreme Court and for the kinds of picks that are put forward. Imagine in 50 years if we have a much more partisan Supreme Court with people with fewer legal credentials, you would point to this week and whenever this happens as the week that changed the court.
So that's what's at stake. But I just want to make sure we've gone over this. This is the kind of thing every time cloture and filibuster and all this comes up, people's heads kind of explode. If there were a straight vote, the Republicans would need 60 to secure the nomination. If the Democrats filibuster, and that means talk a lot and, put off the vote, then the Republicans then trigger this idea that it just has to be majority 51, or if there's a tie, Mike Pence comes in.
Yep, absolutely. And that's all you would need. Democrats changed the rules back in 2013, which is sort of leading to this point because Harry Reid, who was then majority leader, was annoyed with how much Republicans used the filibuster and couldn't get through Barack Obama's judiciary picks for everything for federal nominees below the Supreme Court. And that's what's gotten us to this point.
Well, but if it's happened before, I can hear people saying, we have heard from people saying, maybe this is just the way it is. Maybe it's just that, you just keep, I hate the phrase nuclear option. I know you do too, because it isn't even close to that. But, maybe this is just governing.
Well, it will change governing. Let's put it that way. There's a reason the Senate has a reputation to make it a little bit more of a place of some comedy and not comedy. This is a place that's supposed to function in a way where you do need some bipartisanship. We've been careening toward this place of complete polarity, and it looks like this is going to be a big exclamation mark on that starting this week.
Okay, so we are going to follow that all week. But in the couple minutes we have, just want to ask you about other things. The president, President Trump, spending most of the day in meetings with the Egyptian president. This is a general turned politician. Barack Obama never invited this Egyptian president to the White House. So what's your read into that and just this big week with all the foreign meetings?
Well, it is a big week, and I think that for a president like Trump, whose domestic agenda has largely been stalled and somewhat sputtering, he needs to show a firm hand on foreign policy. Judges and foreign affairs are two places that presidents can really affect, and we've seen the United States now with somewhat of a hands-off approach from Trump, allowing the Pentagon more leeway, the U.S. stepping up military engagement, which is one of those potential risks for a president. When you have military engagement that's ramped up, if those go poorly, then that is one place where Americans will hold you accountable on that and on the economy. So this week is important because you have President Xi of China coming in at the end of the week today with President Sisi in Egypt, a different foreign policy approach than Barack Obama took because Obama was annoyed with the kinds of steps to repress political speech in Egypt under Sisi. Trump is saying he'll mention that, but only in private and wants to reboot this important relationship.
Big week. Domenico Montanaro, politics editor at NPR, and it ends with the Senate vote on confirmation and perhaps a nuclear option. Domenico, thank you.
All right. Have fun there tonight.